This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Photopia. We're about to speak to Denise Koenig at SBC. Welcome to Photopia, a website that deals with fiber optic technologies and related content delivery services. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
We spoke about a week ago about an initiative that SBC Communications, Inc. was taking to more broadly diffuse fiber optic delivery systems. Now we're going to talk about a new alliance that SBC has made, or the strengthening of a previous alliance with Yahoo, Inc., to provide content. What can you tell us about the motivations behind and the nature of this collaboration?
Certainly. Well, we've had a three-year agreement with Yahoo, and this alliance really advances that strategy of working with Yahoo. And what we're going to be able to do is evolve what people have been calling the digital home into the digital lifestyle by allowing your SBC Yahoo Internet homepage to come to a television set or a wireless phone or a Wi-Fi hotspot or just a number of different devices.
And now, is that going to essentially mean a broader connection for the homepage, or also the delivery of content?
It's going to mean both, actually. What this allows us to do is different services and features that customers have come to depend upon.
For example,
like parental controls that we use with SBC Yahoo can be extended to entertainment services and make them remotely accessible. So if your kid, you know, your teenage kids are home and you want to make sure that they're, you know, watching age-appropriate content, you could make that selection from your cell phone or from your computer.
So essentially, it will integrate the management of that as well, so that if your teenage person is watching on a mobile device or at home or at a friend's home and logging on, you from your cell phone will be able to monitor and regulate the level of access that they have?
Exactly. And, I mean, just another example of that is, you know, a lot of folks are on the road a lot, so when they get home, they want to be able to watch the programming that they want at the time that they want. But, you know, it's often you remember to program your DVR after you've already left the house. So being able to do that from your, you know, singular phone is something else that we're looking at. Another example is your SBC Yahoo photos. Being able to see those on multiple devices in multiple places really helps extend that Yahoo experience.
Okay, now before we have more fun talking about the applications, what's the time frame for this, and how does this alliance between SBC and Yahoo compare to anything else that's available from either any individual provider or other alliance?
Well, this is really a first of its kind of experience, and you know what SBC is looking to do is to make all of customer services IP based, internet protocol based, so that they can interact with each other. And what the Yahoo alliance allows us to do is to make that user interaction and the user interface consistent among devices.
Okay.
We're planning to introduce some services initially in early 2005, and then additional integration will take place throughout the year.
Is this going to be available simultaneously in all 13 states that are served by SBC?
Initially, we're, you know, obviously going to make it initially available to certain services throughout our 13-state operating territory.
Right.
And then the integration will take place beyond that.
Okay. Now, are people going to be charged more for this integrating service, or are they just going to be charged for the separate services, or what's the pricing parameters?
The pricing has not yet been determined.
Okay. And does this connect in some way with the initiative to roll out more fiber to deliver more broadband capacity to more customers?
Absolutely. What our fiber deployment allows us to do is to bring additional bandwidth to customers' homes. So we can offer video, voice, and data over one service and make it all IP-based.
Right.
It allows you to, you know, also integrate the other services that we talked about, some of the different applications. But what the Yahoo experience allows you to do is to have a consistent user interface.
Okay.
So it's sort of, you know, we're doing the connections, Yahoo's providing the the user interface along with us.
Right. So sort of at the root technical level, the physical level, SBC connections will be used, and then Yahoo will be providing the software interface to take advantage of that physical plant.
Yeah, with SBC, we'll co-develop the content and features.
Okay, now will this mean SBC will become a television content producer?
Well, we haven't announced our content strategy yet. We recently hired Dan York, who will be working with us to develop our content strategy.
Right.
So we're not ready to go into details about that, but we're really focused on, today about the announcement of the integration that we're going to be able to do.
Okay. Go ahead.
Basically what SBC and Yahoo are doing is, really putting customers in the driver's seat, because they want to be able to access what they want, where they want it, and how they want it, from any location. And so that's what we're working to do.
In very general terms, though, in terms of the content strategy, will this be available both, this platform available to independent and corporate providers, as well as SBC producing its own in-house content? SBC Yahoo producing its own in-house content? Or is that
I don't too specific? I don't think I understand the question.
Will the content that people, the video content that people will be able to access through the system, be will some of it be produced by SBC Yahoo, or will it all be provided by third parties ranging from Fox News Corporation to people who are doing their own websites?
Well, again, we haven't announced our specific content strategy.
Right.
However, the user interface and that we are working on with Yahoo will incorporate some of the features that I've talked about, like pictures and music and a number of the other kinds of features.
Okay.
So it's there will be a combination of both.
All right. In terms of having a consistent IP platform here, does that mean that SBC is really committed to voice over IP as the means of telephonic communication rather than circuit switching?
We just announced recently our strategy to provide consumers with voice over IP, both over DSL as well as our future fiber network.
Right.
And what that allows you to do is not only can you get additional features that are available through IP, but it also allows you to integrate with other features. So, for example, let's look at just wireless wireline kinds of services.
Right.
Right now we offer a combined mailbox through our unified communication service. Soon it'll go to a unified handset. So whether it's your wireless phone or your landline phone, it'll be the same phone.
And so does that also mean then that this integration mean that if you'll be able to send photos, videos, music, as well as text into an integrated mailbox?
Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, SBC Unified Communications, what we do is we have one mailbox for email, wireline, and wireless voicemail and faxes.
Right.
So, for example, if you left me a voicemail and I wanted to send your voicemail to, one of my colleagues via email,
right,
it gets sent to them with an attachment, and
right,
they hear your voice.
Right.
So what it does is, allowing customers to have that kind of flexibility and to listen to their messages while they're, stepping off the plane on their singular phone. Or,
right.
It allows, to that kind of communication to work seamlessly and your messages to be in one spot instead of having to check, several different mailboxes.
And those are the kind of things that will be available, you're saying, towards the beginning of next year?
Yeah, starting at the beginning of next year.
Okay.
And obviously the integration can evolve from there.
So that means, for example, if I have a digital camera on my computer, I can send a video mail message using the system, and you'll be able to download it if you've got a device that has a screen on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's the kind of functionality we want to get to.
And you see this as we've been essentially talking about consumer applications. Obviously, businesses are going to want to use this as well. What kind of applications and opportunities is this going to provide for large and small businesses, would you say?
Well, I think that there's a lot of opportunities for integration, and we have specific business applications that we've developed and have worked with businesses on. For example, one of the things that we like best about Unified Communication is that you can combine your wireless and wireline and faxes, so your home office becomes wherever you are instead of being at home.
Now, I understand Yahoo provides a lot of storage for people who sign up for its services, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean you can essentially create an archive for yourself on your Yahoo account that would allow you to store media of all kinds as well as current messages?
Well, you'd have to talk to Yahoo specifically about that. You know, obviously storage is a issue that, you know, we are continually looking at. I think that, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're hopeful is that when customers experience the Yahoo portal that we're doing,
right,
they're going to see how simplified their lives can become and make it convenient for them to access their communications and entertainment in a new and unique kind of way.
Because it also seems if a business were signed up to Yahoo and had a lot of storage there, they could make videos and other forms of sales materials and store them on their Yahoo account and then just refer people there and let people access their constantly updated information.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think there's a lot of different potential applications. From a storage perspective, you'll really have to talk to Yahoo about
okay.
them.
Finally, what do people have to, who think this is a great idea and want to start doing it as soon as possible, who are they going to contact? SBC, Yahoo, both? Who do they get in touch with to sign up for this?
They would contact SBC, but again, you know, we just announced the expanded alliance
right
last week, so the services are going to be available in early 2005.
And I presumably you'll be letting people know through advertising about how they can sign up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hopefully after all the holiday season is over and it's next year and you're starting to do this, we can talk again and see how it's going and give people more detailed information if they're interested.
I look forward to it.
All right, good. Have a good holiday season.
You too.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.